The dispute within NATO ranks as a major blow to the Bush administration, which has lobbied hard to get the alliance to begin contingency planning. But NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports U.S. officials insist the deadlock won't delay their military planning.
Secretary of State Colin Powell reminded NATO that it has a legal obligation to assist Turkey when it asks for help. Powell's spokesman urged the alliance to begin what he calls prudent military planning. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld also expressed frustration with Belgium, France, and Germany.
It's unfortunate that they are in stark disagreement with the rest of their NATO allies. There's three countries. There are 19 countries in NATO, so it's 16-3. I think it's a mistake, and what we have to do for the United States is make sure that that planning does go forward.
Rumsfeld said the U.S. would simply go around NATO and negotiate with individual member states to get the chemical and biological weapons detection units and Patriot missiles needed to protect Turkey in case of war with Iraq. He insisted the dispute won't delay U.S. military preparations. The defense secretary, who once served as U.S. ambassador to NATO, is confident the alliance will survive.
There have been differences within NATO my entire lifetime, adult lifetime. I mean, there's always been something, and that's the nature of it. When you've got that many countries doing together, everyone's not always going to agree on everything.
But this is a crisis that is testing NATO's relevance, according to Philip Gordon of the Brookings Institution.
The Euro missiles in the early 80s, or Bosnia in the early 90s, or France kicking U.S. troops out of France in the mid-60s, there have been plenty of times when NATO was in disarray and seemed on the verge of collapse. The difference was always that we knew we still had a collective purpose, which was containing the Soviet Union and defending Western Europe, and so no one was prepared to let it get too far out of hand.
Gordon says during the Cold War, alliance members always felt the need to overcome their differences and pull together. This time around, it's an open question. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Robert Hunter admits it's a tense moment for the alliance, which he says is going through growing pains. But in his words, this need not be a critical blow. As Hunter argues, the U.S. needs its European allies.
Somebody is going to have to provide troops on the ground. We won't want to do all of that. Somebody's going to have to put money in to help with the rebuilding of Iraq and other places. We don't want to do and won't do that by ourselves. Someone's going to have to carry on in Afghanistan. Same thing. If you want to have these folks with you later, and I rather suspect the American people will not want to do the job of empire with a big E, then you have to kind of bring people along with you. The administration, I think, knows that.
Hunter remembers another crisis point for NATO when he was ambassador and lobbied for 2 years for military action in Bosnia. He said there was a lot of yelling at the time, but the military alliance did come together, and he thinks it will happen again.
A lot of this is theater. You take a high, hard posture to keep people on side because you don't want to send the wrong message to this thug, this bully, this character out there called Saddam Hussein. Once that's taken care of, then the president has every incentive, and his history shows that he'll act, to flip over and work to repair the relationship.
Hunter says no president can afford to keep things personal, but Gordon of the Brookings Institution says personalities matter a lot to President Bush.
I don't think it's going to be possible for these leaders and governments to get over it. That is to say, George Bush, Jacques Chirac, and Gerhard Schroeder will never kiss and make up and really be friends.
Even the goal of fighting terrorism may not be enough to make these leaders close allies, Gordon argues. President Bush sees a possible war in Iraq as part of the war on terrorism, while the French and German leaders argue invading Iraq will only boost al-Qaeda's recruitment efforts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.